Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice because this is a day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Oh, man of God, you played that song, but that song been in my spirit. I'm just so much. Oh, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet and lift your voice. Come on, somebody. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet and lift your voice, because this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Lift your voice. Oh, look how good. Look how far God brought us, y'all. Oh, all the way from 2020. And today's a slow Sunday. I just thank him today. I thank him tonight. I'm so excited. I am so excited. I am so excited. And I hope you all is excited as I am tonight. I hope you all are excited as I am tonight, because I'm excited. Yes. Well, you may say, Evangelist Virginia, you're always excited. Yes, I am. You know why? Because I'm serving a good, good father. I am serving a good, good father. A father who gave up his only one and begotten son to die for us. That's why I am excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited tonight about what God has already done. I y'all know my son and my city, coach. I am my city and my son. I'm excited. Yes, I am. I'm excited about how far God has brought me from. All the way from 2019, and this is 2020, the last month of the year. December, Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost, going in to January 2021, we get ready to cross over into a new year, a revival, an awesome revival. This is a revival that you have never seen before in your life. I could feel it all in my spirit ever since the man of God said, I want 24 men and women to bring forth the word. I hope you all as excited as I am. And I hope you're ready for this crossover revival. I hope you're ready, because I am ready. I know whom I serve. I know who I am. And I know who I belong to. I hope somebody know that God is a good God. Not only is he a good God, but he's a good father. I know what he's done for me. That's why I be excited. That's why I love him so much. I love him so much. I don't have time for plain church. I don't have time. I don't care if you're 30, you 40, you 10, you 80, you 90, whatever. I don't have time for plain church. I was looking on my Facebook on last night. I saw this 95-year-old man in a wheelchair, a pastor, full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And I think I shared it. And I say, Lord, 95. And he say, look at you, Evangelist. You can live to get that age or older, because my dad died at 96. And I'm not going to let the devil kill me. I'm not going to let him destroy me. I'm not going to let him stop me. I'm not going to let him knock me. And I'm not going to let him block me. I am unstoppable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to preach. Just like I saw this man yesterday. I'm going to preach. If I have to get me a microphone and go out in the front of my house and stand on the corner, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it as soon as this pandemic let up. I'm going and do what God called me to do. I'm going to whatever church door is open for me. I'm going to the nursing home, the hospital, and I'm going to preach Jesus. I'm going to preach Jesus because that's what he called me to do. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel so much joy inside of me. Joy. 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 Hey, Lord. Joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Joy. Thank you, Lord. Joy. Yo, thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you. I want to praise God right now, somebody. Lift your hand. Come on and lift your hand and that's about my God tonight. Please, come on. Lift your hand right now. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. And I'm going to shabbat my God tonight. If you don't want to shabbat him, I will. The word shabbat means to shout. To shout. Shout, shout, shout. Somebody, shabbat my God tonight. Not just my God, but he's your God. Why don't you shabbat him tonight? Give him
praise
a shabbat praise.
Praise God.
Give him a shabbat praise. Come on, somebody. Give him a shabbat praise. Won't you make up my bad shit? Make some noise for Jesus on these airways tonight. Come on. Make some noise on these airways tonight. Make some noise for Jesus like you do behind the Lakers. The Saints.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Make some noise for Jesus. If you could shout it out of behind the Lakers. The Saints, I saw them play ball the other day like they never played before. Cabell made 6 touchdowns. Go, Jesus. And if you can, Lord Jesus, come on, somebody. Shabbat, my God. Just shabbat him. Shabbat him. Won't you lift your hand? Somebody needs to run. I say like the pastor said, I see somebody running in the spirit right now. I see somebody running. Run. Run. And see what the end going to be. Go ahead and run. I'm running right now in the spirit. I'm running all the way to 2021. Ain't going to let nothing stop me. I'm going all the way for Jesus. And I'm not coming off the wall. I got too much work to do. I say that's hell and bell of faith. I'm not coming off the wall. I got too much work to do. And I'm going all the way for Jesus. I'm not going halfway, part, one third, one fourth. I'm going all the way for Jesus. Yes, I am. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. I heard the man of God talking the other day on the wake up, get up, move in your prayer. And he kept on the men's call to pray, to prayer. And he just kept talking about the word glory. He kept talking about the word glory. I said, all right, man of God, you're getting all in my trouble for Monday night. And this is the 4th Monday of this month in December. And I will be closing out tonight, the 4th Monday. And I'll be on good on Friday, New Year's Day, I believe at 10 o'clock. But I want to say to you tonight, God is so good. He is so good. He's an awesome God. And I want to say to all of those who are listening in tonight, or you logged in, or you done joined in, or whatever way you're listening in. I would like for you to get your Bibles. And if you don't have your Bibles, go run and get your Bibles. Get you a pad and a pen. And turn your Bibles with me, please, to the gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, verse 22. Our scripture reading would be coming from the gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, verses 22. Amen. And it reads, and the glory, hear me tonight, and the glory which thou gavest me. This is Jesus speaking all in the 17th chapter of St. John. It's all in red. It's Jesus speaking. The whole chapter is in red. Red letters. But wait just a second here, and let me get my Bible. I would like to read this to you. The 17th chapter, verses 1. I was studying, and I was meditating, and I was reading. And God dropped in my spirit. He said, go back up to verse 1 and tell the people. Look what it says here in 17th chapter, verses 1. These words spake Jesus. Jesus was speaking these words, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glory be glorified. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And then that had me to jump down to verse 22. So the scripture's coming from John, the gospel according to John, the 17th chapter, verses 22. And it reads, the glory which thou gavest me. This is Jesus speaking to his Father. He said, I have given them. Hear this. And the glory which thou gavest me. Jesus said, I have given them. He's talking about, I give it to my disciples, that they may be one. Hear me tonight, saints of God, that they may be one, even as we are one. He's saying to his Father, even as we are one. He said, I'm in my Father, and my Father's in me, and I'm in you, and you in me, and we are one. One. Oneness. Unity, togetherness, a team. We're one, just as the Father and Jesus is one. He was telling us we are one. This is where Jesus prayed for himself. He prayed for the disciples. Then he prayed for us. We are one. We are one. One. This is unity, unified, united, oneness. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is what God wants for us to touch. Saints of God, people of God, we need to become one. We need to be like Jesus. I'm in my Father, and my Father's in me. Let us come together, coming into 2021. Let's come together and let's love. Let's become one. One. Let's become unified. Unity. The word unity is togetherness. Come on, somebody. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, saints of God. Good evening, saints of God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Evangelist Virginia Valentine of the Our Power Ministry, sharing God's word tonight on the Now Network broadcast. Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, the pastor. Thank you, man. with me tonight. Allow me to come on and bring forth the word tonight. I thank you. I praise you for what you are doing. Not praising you, but I praise God for using you and allowing me to be here tonight, last Monday, and this year, 2020. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I got to lift my hand on that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our topic tonight is God love us with glory, find us. Thank you. God love us with glory, find us. All the way God expresses his love towards us is so amazing. I love that word. When I see amazing, it brings me back to amazing grace. Hey, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. I was spiritually blind, and I can see physically and spiritually. Oh, thank you tonight, Jesus. All the way God expresses his love towards us is so amazing, saints of God. And tonight, not tomorrow, I say tonight, right now, let us see how his glorifying love is manifested in our lives. Glorify. Listen, saints of God. Glorify means to offer honor or respect. Let me say that again. Glorify means to offer honor or respect to assign a high status of value to. This is truly a definition that describes what the word said about us in 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. We are peculiar, saints of God. We are peculiar. That you should show forth the praise of him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Now, it looks like to me that we have honor bestowed upon us when we become his. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah to his name, hallelujah to his name, hallelujah to his name, hallelujah to his name. God had loved us with a glorifying love when he made man in his image and after his likeness, he blessed him and glorified him. Then, what a wonderful father. What a wonderful father. And we could call him Father. We could call him Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba Father. He's our Father tonight, y'all. He's our Father. He's a good, good Father. And I thank him tonight for being a good, good Father. Let's look at it in Genesis. The first chapter, verses 26, and God said, let us, talking about the Godhead, the Trinity, the three in one. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Come on, somebody. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, my God, my Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He glorified them. and gave them dominion. Oh, Jesus. When a child is born into royalty, he has the same honor and respect because he is born into this royal family. To God Almighty, remember what the definition of glorify means. The definition of glorify means praise and honor. Hey, Lord. Remember what the definition of glorify means. It means praises and honor. It says to assign a high status of value to. Glory to God. Hey, Lord Jesus. When we become his, when we become God, it makes us valuable. We are valuable, saints of God. People of God, we are so valuable. It put us in high status. And the book of Luke 10:19 says, behold, look, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you. He gave us this authority. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus gave us this authority. Yes, Lord. Because of his glorifying love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let me say that to you again. He gave us this authority because of his glorifying love. Thank you, Jesus. And 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1-2, it reads, behold, see what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God or the daughters of God. Therefore, the world knows us. The world knows us not. Yes, because this knew him not. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 2 reads, beloved, now are we the sons and daughters of God, and it do not yet appear what we should be. But we know that when he shall appear, talking about Jesus, when he shall appear, we shall be just like him. Oh, my God. For we shall see him as he is. Oh, my Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, hear me tonight, saints of God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Great God Almighty. I can feel his spirit right now. I can feel the power of God bubbling up on the inside of me. I feel it. I feel this thing. You may say, well, why what you feel? Why you always want to feel something? Because Jeremiah said, it's like fire. It's like fire. Set all up in my bones. Yes. So Jeremiah must have felt that thing because he said it was like fire. Set up in my bones. So hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Listen, saints of God. Beloved, now are we the sons and daughters of God. We are sons and daughters of God. And it do not yet appear what we shall be. No, it doesn't. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to your name, Jesus. In other words, John was saying, what kind of love is this that God has put on us. Listen, what kind of love is this that he has put on us? Glorifying love. That's what it is. Hey, yes. Oh. But the glorifying love identified us as his very own. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, glory, Jesus. Blood. Do you hear this? Let's talk about the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. And John, the first chapter, verses 29 through 34. In the Amplified Bible, it says, the next day, oh my Lord, oh my God, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. I love to call his name Jesus. Can I get somebody to call his name with me? Say Jesus. Throw up your hands and say Jesus. Come on, somebody. Call him and call him that you mean it. Because there's power in his name. Say Jesus. Hey. The next day. The next day. John saw Jesus coming to him. And said, look. The Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world. And verse 30, it said, this is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, and his power is over me. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. For he exists before me. This is what John was saying. There is someone coming after me. Someone that was preferred before me, whose shoe that I'm not worthy to unloose. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. But John baptized with water for the sin, repentance of sin. Oh, but he said, one is coming after me. I left it. I said, after me. Not before, but after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I. Has priority over me. For he exists before me. Yes, he did. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Look at verse 31. I did not, this is John speaking here tonight. He said, I did not recognize him. He's talking about Jesus. I did not recognize him. I did not recognize him as the Messiah. But I came. I came baptizing in water so that he would be publicity revealed to Israel. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. I say glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name tonight, Jesus. Look at verse 32 with me, if you will. John gave further evidence. Come on, John. He gave further evidence, testifying officially for the record with validated and reverently, saying, I have seen the Spirit, oh my God. He said, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove. He didn't say he was a dove, but he was descending as a dove. Out of heaven, and he remained up on Jesus. Let me say that again. I have seen the Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained up on Jesus. He stayed up on him, so you can know this is who Jesus was talking about, who the Father was talking about. He was talking about who you see the dove sit on. That's who I'm talking about. That's the man. That's Jesus. That's the one going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. I did not recognize him, John said in verse 33, as the Messiah. But he who sent me to be baptized in water said to me, he put upon whom you see the Spirit descend. And remain, that word remain, meaning to stay. This one is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Look at verse 34. I myself actually seen that happen. And my testimony is that this is the Son of God. The Father knew when the dove descended from heaven and was set upon Jesus, everyone would know that this is the Son of God who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And Jesus said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I well please." Thank you, Lord. Yes. Verse 34 said, "I myself have actually seen that happen." I have seen that happen. And my testimony, I have a testimony, hey, is that this is the Son of God. That's the same one that healed me. That's the same one who saved me. Same one who filled me with the Holy Ghost. Same one who got me to keep going this day. Yes. 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 Yes to his will. Yes to his way. And yes to his word. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus experienced. Hear me tonight, people of God. Jesus experienced the glorifying love, my Lord. Jesus experienced the glorifying love. And John, the 17th chapter, verses 22. It says, it reads, "I have given to them the glory." The glory. "And honor which you have given me." Come on, Jesus. Listen at Jesus, y'all. He said, "I have given to them the glory and honor which the Father has given him, that they may be one." Just as him and his Father are one. That's unity. That's unity. That's love. That's unified. That's oneness. That's togetherness. That's a team. Come on, somebody. Jesus talking to us tonight. He's talking to us. Listen. Look what he said here. Look what he said. "I've given to them the glory and honor which you have given me." He given it to us, y'all. That they may be one, just as we are one. He wants us to be one. Oneness. Can we become one, y'all? Can we become one this last Monday night, the fourth Monday night I'm on this air tonight? Can we become one? Can we become together? Can we be oneness? Can we unite? Can we be unified? Come on, somebody. I can't see you, and I can't hear you, but I can hear you and see you in the spirit. Let's become one. Come on. Oneness. All for one. And with all, that's unity. That's unity. Oh, great to my Messiah. Great God Almighty, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 23, if you will. "I in them. I in them, and you in me." Good God Almighty. "I in them, and you in me." Jesus said, "I'm in you, and you in me. And we are one." We are one. We are the Trinity. We are the Godhead. We are one. "I in them, and you in me." One. Can somebody say one? Say we are one. Come on, somebody. Say we are one. Just as we are one, we one. We one. We can't be two. We can't be three. We can't be four. Nothing that. We are one. I don't care how you try, what you do. We are one. Oneness. Unity. Come on, somebody. 2021. Look out. Here we come. Yes. Goodbye, 2020. Come on in, 2021. Hey, yes, glory. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm grateful. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 23, it said, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected. Hear me. Let me go back. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know. Y'all hear that? That the world may know without any doubt. The world may know without any doubt that you sent me and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Come on, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, we are one. We are one. We are one. I don't care how you try to turn it around. We are one. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. Yes. I am there. And you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know. That the who may know? That the world may know without any doubt that you sent me. And he sent me too. And that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. In my closing here tonight. In my closing, talking on glorifying love. Glory. Glorified. Glorifying love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, when I taught on 52 weeks of love, there are so many ways in the Bible that tells us how God loves us. But I wanted to give you 7 ways, and I've been preaching on that every 4th Monday night. And this is the last one. Glorifying love. Glorifying love. Look at verse 24. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given to me, this is Jesus speaking to his Father. He say, Father, I desire that they are also whom you have given to me as your gift to me. Thank you, Jesus. We were given to God, oh my Jesus. Under the rubble, child. Yes, Lord. May be with me where I am so that they may see my glory. Are y'all there? Jesus, oh Lord. May be with me where I am so that they may see my glory, which you have given me. Because you love me before the foundation of the world, Lord Jesus. He loved me and he loved you before the foundation of the world. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Oneness. Praise God. Unity.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you got to help me, Holy
glorifying
Ghost.
Glorifying love.
Holy Ghost, help me with this glorifying love.
Yes.
Let that
praise
voice 22,
God,
y'all.
Sister.
Voice 22. Voice 22 said, let's look at that again. Look at voice 22 again. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me. He's talking to his Father. That they may be one, just as we are one. This glorified love, Jesus, this glorified love bring oneness. Can anybody get a bubble city deal, go shut up? This glorified love bring oneness. God love us with glory, fire love, Lord Jesus. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for glorifying us. Thank you. Just glorify love. Bring oneness and bring us together. It's unite us. It's unite us. We're unified. We're one. Oneness means one. We're one. I don't care how you try to fix it up. We're one. He loves us. He loves us with glorifying love. Glorifying love. Glorifying love. Oh, glorifying love. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorifying love. God loves us so much in the Bible, so many ways in the Bible that God tells us he loves us. But I've been sharing several ways that he loves us. And tonight, I share seven ways which was glorifying love. God is glorious. He's glorious. He's magnificent. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. He's a righteous God. He's a God that's more than enough. Yes, Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'll be so grateful to you, Lord. I'll be so grateful to you, Jesus. I'll be so grateful to you, Jesus. Because I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. So thankful. So thankful. So grateful. So grateful. So grateful. So thankful. Yes, I am thankful. 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 Oh, somebody needs to say, I'm thankful. Won't you say, I'm thankful? Be thankful.
I'm thankful. I'm
say
thankful.
Again, say, I'm thankful.
I'm thankful.
So thankful Jesus for glorifying love.
So thankful for his glorifying love. We praise God for you. We praise God for you tonight, mighty woman of God, my sister.
Yeah.
You know. Praise God, because, you know, you always bring us that real word, that uncut living word that as God gives it to you and uses you. Praise God,
Lord.
Evangelist, because glorifying you came out of John 17. You know, that just makes us go back and just meditate on it. His glorifying love.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes,
I,
yes.
Yes.
Somebody ought to say Shabbat out there in the Now Network land. Come on and dial one with us tonight as we get ready to open these lines, this fellowship with the evangelist. This is our final Let's Talk Jesus of 2020. And yes, there are going to be many more in 2021, but this is the final of 2020. And what a way to kick it off by getting that fire, by getting that igniting, anointing that goes forward, that each and every one of us can be more and more motivated to follow the Lord. Come on, we got somebody already. Evangelist, prophetess, pastor, woman of God, Prophetess Lori, come on in. Prophetess Lori, are you live? You're muted on your end. Jesus. Anybody else want to get in the conversation tonight? I know you've been blessed. I know the Lord has anointed you tonight. Minister Rosalind, come on in right now. Dial one. You're next. Minister Rosalind, come on in, business partner.
Oh, boy. I tell you, I'm on fire over here. She done lit us up. She done lit us up. This is the last Monday of the year. She done lit us up. Evangeline Valentine, our sister, Evangeline Virginia Valentine.
Yes.
That was a mighty, mighty word. A mighty, mighty word. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, my sister,
yes,
for bringing that word so hard and so mighty. Your yes. spirit, God's spirit, it just jumped all in me. I've been sitting here on fire, and I know sister in the other room. I could feel her in there, too. But you bought the word, my sister, and I
Praise
tell you,
God.
We love you, and we appreciate you so, so much.
Love you,
Pastine,
too.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, Pastine. Thank you
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much for getting
Shabbat.
This on the air for us.
Amen, amen. Eric code 346. We love you too. Eric code 346, last 41312. Come on in. You are live on Let's Talk Jesus.
I just want to glorify God for that word. It was an awesome word. It has ignited my spirit. Thank you, Evangelist Valentine. This is your cousin calling from Cypress, Texas. Keep
yes,
on
Lord.
Preaching the word of God. Keep on moving forward. Because God is
yes,
using you in a mighty way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my sister, for calling. Thank you,
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Thank
you
thank
for
you.
Listening and for yes. responding to the call tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes,
come on, somebody else. We got a few more minutes left. Come on, we got 8 minutes exactly left. Don't make me start throwing you under the bus. This is the last call. Pastor Dwayne, come on in. Let's talk Jesus. Well,
yes, let's talk Jesus.
Uh-huh.
She brought it in tonight. Give God all the glory. She had brought it in. She brought it. He's getting us started. She getting all the revelation hitting us in our minds and our thoughts and our spending time with him. And I just want to recall on something you said this morning. You know, he asked the disciples a question, who do man say I am? And,
yes.
and she was giving us some stuff. And the profound word in that, they say, who the man say, they never seen God. So they could never say who God was. But they say, you are the son of the living God. And my sister Valentine, you are the daughter of the living God. Let God keep you.
Yes, Lord.
You already minister. You don't have to wait till the coronavirus stops. You're doing it already. You letting his word be known. So up the good work, my sister. God bless you down there in Baton Rouge, in Louisiana.
Thank you, Pastor Collins.
Yes, Pastor man. Collins going to be on that RV when we go all around, too. Everybody going to touch ground in different areas. My God. Hey, I feel it coming.
Yes, Lord.
Whoever's going to donate that RV, go ahead and donate it now so I can get it all ready, get the music set up, get it all put together. We need it now.
We need it now.
Yes,
now. Minister Rhonda, yes, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Come on in.
Good evening, now family. Good evening, Evangelist Virginia.
Good evening,
Ooh,
Rhonda.
You got me fired up. You had me fired up over here in West Texas.
Praise
yes,
Lord,
I'm excited for that word, and you know we do have to be one. We have to be in unity, and if we're not,
yes.
it ain't gonna work.
Praise God.
Yes, Amen. You bless
Amen.
Me, and yes, y'all have a good evening. Love y'all.
Well, praise the Lord. And guess what? You blessed me for dialing in. God loves you.
Amen.
Glory.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Anybody else?
Yes.
We got a few more minutes. Dial one now. Dial one now.
Thank
dial one
sister.
Now. Get in the conversation and bless the woman of God. She
Thank
has blessed
Rhonda.
Us tonight by allowing God to use her. Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, I see you. There are several 225 error codes on here, so you have at least seven people I see that are following, and I know some other people that are on the network are doing some other things, but they're listening and they have supported. The word has went forth. You have blessed us, and we just wanted to say thank you. We first of all congratulate you for being honorable, for being consistent, and being about your Father's business. Then we. Just want to just say thank you on a personal basis that you've stayed consistent on this network and you've done everything possible to let somebody else know about the love of Jesus. And if it's used through this platform, we thank you for that. But we thank you for your diligence and your commitment to what you continue to do is preach Jesus. Don't think it's unheard. Don't think it's unknown. Don't think you're the last one on the totem pole. As a matter of fact, God has you so high. Those that have positions, those that have titles, cannot even compare to what God has for you. So continue to push, continue to grow, continue to expound, but continue to release in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Fourth Monday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, gracious Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the works of the devil. I come against sin, sickness, and disease.
Oh,
and Satan,
Jesus.
I break your power, and I lose the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, Father, I lose your love and your mercy. And I thank you tonight for your word that went forth. You say it will go forth, and it will not return back unto you, boy, nor unto me, boy. And Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for Pastor Edward E. Hamilton. I thank you for all that he's doing. Wherever he put his hand to, his blessing, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight for all of those who was tuning in, listening in. Whatever way, I want to say thank you. God loves you. And I want to say to you, peace in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening?
Do y'all need a dance?
Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Bye.
There's no one who like you. Who gave your life like you.
Who paid the price.
Who paid our price like you.
There's only one.
There's
if you know there's only one, make some noise.
There's no one like you.